kids. Tower of Ivory, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. A number of years ago, children, when Bishop Sanborn celebrated the 25th or silver anniversary of his ordination to the priesthood, I decided to get him a very special gift. And the gift was a pall. The pall is the little square of stiff material that the priest puts over the chalice, which, by the way, started a long time ago to stop anything from falling into the chalice or allowing any insects to find their way there. So the chalice is covered during the Mass out of reverence or respect. Sometimes the pall, as it is called, is decorated very beautifully and very richly. In this case, this was a pall I wanted to get for him that was made in Spain. And the pall had in its, right in the middle, the symbol of the dove, which, as you know, is the symbol of God, the Holy Ghost. And the dove was carved out of ivory. What do you know about ivory? Ivory comes from animal tusks, the elephant tusks, doesn't it? And it's a rare and a very precious material. Well, I put the order in with the company in Spain, and they were going to deliver it in time for Bishop Sanborn's anniversary to the priesthood. Then I got a call from the company saying, well, they weren't allowed to bring ivory into the country. It seems that way too many people have been killing animals or some such thing, killing elephants, that is, and you weren't allowed to bring ivory into the country anymore unless you filled out lots of forms and paid lots of extra money for a special license. Well, I thought to myself, I'm not an elephant hunter after all. I just want to bring this pall in as a gift for Bishop Sanborn. So, fortunately, I was able to have the pall sent from Spain to France, and the priest that was coming from France, he carried it with him in his luggage. He didn't say anything to anybody, and it was able to make it through customs. Sometimes today you have to go through quite a bit of trouble because of all the very particular liberal laws that we have today, and that's too bad. But that doesn't take away from the fact that ivory is very precious. There's something about ivory. What is it? Well, it's white, and you can shine it up to a high degree, and it lasts a very long time. You could visit in the museum beautiful little carvings of ivory from all around the world that were made many, many centuries ago because it's such a hard material and it lasts so long, then they have never been hurt or destroyed. It is also a very strong material. You can see why, then, some poet had the happy idea to call our Blessed Mother the Tower of Ivory. In other words, something very rare, very beautiful and precious, and at the same time, something which is strong and long, long-lasting down throughout the centuries and can be polished to a very high glisten of white to be so beautiful. How appropriate it is, then, that we should compare Mary, in whom there is no stain or spot of sin, to a tower of ivory. And just like this pall, which had to be brought over secretly from another country, so too the Blessed Mother is most precious. Unfortunately, children, she is also very rare today. A long time ago, everybody knew about our Blessed Mother, and everybody honored her and prayed to her. But not anymore. I'm afraid that devotion to the Blessed Mother, singing the litany together as we just did, making May devotions, these things are just about as rare today as some elephant tusks or some beautifully carved symbol of the Holy Ghost, the dove. But not for us. We love Our Lady, and she is most precious to us. Truly, she is the Tower of Ivory. Today, we should thank our Blessed Mother that we can have May devotions, that we know all about her, and that we honor her just the very best we can, even as we remember all of the beautiful analogies or the similes used by poets would never be able really to explain how precious the Blessed Mother of God is to us. Power of Ivory, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.